أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار مهطعين مقنعي رؤوسهم لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم وأفئدتهم هوى وأنذر الناس يوم يأتيهم العذاب فيقول الذين ظلموا ربنا أخرنا إلى أجل قريب نجيب دعوتك ونتبع الرسل أولم تكونوا أقسمتم من قبل ما لكم من زوال وسكنتم في مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم وتبين لكم كيف فعلنا بهم وضربنا لكم الأمثال وقد مكروا مكرهم وعند الله مكرهم وإن كان مكرهم لتزول منه الجبال. This is from ayah number 42 to ayah 46 of Surah Ibrahim. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the middle part of the Surah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about the different difficulties, challenges that the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam had at the hands of their people, the arrogance, the desire to drive the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam out of their land, out of their cities, etc. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes back to that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And never think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafil, Allah is heedless, Allah is negligent, Allah does not have knowledge. Amma ya'malu al-zalimun, about what the zalimeen, the wrongdoers do, the oppressors and the unjust do. Many contemporary ulama have also quoted this ayah in the context of what is happening in the world, that we should never ever feel, even that one speck should not come into our hearts, that Allah does not know, why is Allah not doing, why is Allah not retaliating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His own plan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His own time. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has only deferred them. Allah has granted them respite. Allah Ta'ala has postponed whatever punishment. And this is also from the kindness of Allah, that Allah gives them time to think, to ponder, to make tawbah, to turn towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. لِيَوْمٍ till a day, تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ, when eyes will be merely staring. They will just be looking. They would not be able to see anything, but it will be just staring because of extreme shock when they see what the scene of the day of Qiyamah is. Muhti'een, Allah Ta'ala says they will be running. Muqni'i ru'usihim, with their heads raised up. In other words, in utter amazement and of course in shock of what is happening on the day of Qiyamah. لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم, and their eyes, their eyesight will not return to them. In other words, they will be blinded now, and they will be in this absolute shock. وأفئدتهم هواء, and their hearts will be a void. There will be nothing. They won't be able to think. They will be just in this absolute shock. And then Allah says to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so for us, we should always know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has His own plan, and Allah ta'ala doesn't work according to our dictates. Allah doesn't work according to our plans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His own system. Now Allah ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah ta'ala says, wa andhiri nas, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, warn the people. Warn them about what? يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابِ, the day when the punishment will come to them. When that punishment of Allah, when they see what will happen in the Akhirat, فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, those who disbelieve will say, Rabbana akhirna ila ajalin qarib. Allah, give us respite for a short time. Let us just go back to the world. Let it be a very, very short time. In the short time, nujib da'watak, we will accept your da'wat. Whatever your invitation is, we will accept it. Wa natabi'i rusul, and Allah, we will follow the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Awalam takunu aqsamtum min qabl, ma lakum min zawal. Allah Ta'ala's response is, were you not those people that took these oaths, you took these qasams, ma lakum min zawal, that for you, there will be none that can remove you from this earth. In other words, you will remain forever and ever. You, whatever Allah has given you, your kingdom, whatever power, whatever wealth Allah Ta'ala has given you, will never decline, but you'll always be on the rise. Were you not those people? وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Then you also remained in the abode, in the areas, in the places where those before you had stayed who had committed zulm. وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ. And it was very clear to you how we did to them. If you take the whole issue of Palestine, the people that are living there, they see the Dead Sea, they know what had happened. They are right in that area, and they know this power and this qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَضَرَبَنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ. And we continuously gave you examples, examples of what is good, examples of what is evil. وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala addresses the whole ummah now, and Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ. Certainly they had made their plans. Some of their plans were known, some of it was very secret. وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ. But their plans were there by Allah. Allah had known all those plans. وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ. Allah Ta'ala says, certainly their plans were such that they planned to move mountains. But of course, they can never move this mountain of Islam, and they can never move this mountain of the deen of Allah. The more they try to move it, the stronger the deen of Allah Ta'ala becomes. And hence in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us hope that we should never ever lose hope with regards to the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has planned things and the way Allah Ta'ala does things. Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.